From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel with some questions that take the battle of the sexes to a new level. Are men really necessary? And more important, are we here to stay?
Well, consider this. Biologists have found that the chromosome that makes men men is losing its genes and may disappear altogether. NPR's Joe Palca explores this possibility in part one of his series, The End of Men.
There are 23 pairs of chromosomes inside each of our cells. 22 of those pairs are matched pairs, shared by men and women. The 23rd is different. In women, the 23rd pair is made up of two X chromosomes. In men, it's an X and a Y. Now, you don't always need a Y chromosome to be the male of the species.
We only have to look to our friends the turtles to see species where there are males and females, but no sex chromosomes.
Undeniably male geneticist David Page.
The sex of a turtle is determined by the temperature at which it, as an egg, was incubated.
Page studies the evolution of the Y chromosome at the Whitehead Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He says sometime in the last 300 million years, a change occurred in the way nature picked the gender of babies. Instead of depending on temperature, the boy-girl decision was handed over to our genes. Y, for example, holds genes necessary for forming testes and making sperm.
A perfectly ordinary matched pair of chromosomes got turned into what are today a very different pair, the X and the Y.
Now remember, two X's, you're a girl. An X and a Y, you're a boy. Two Y's? Not possible. And that poses a bit of a problem for Y. All the other chromosomes come in two copies. So if there's a little mistake on one chromosome, a cell could always sneak a peek at the other to see what the correct gene sequence is supposed to be. But the Y is hanging out there, all alone, without a matched pair. Every time a cell divides, mistakes in genes can creep in. First there were a few mistakes in Y, then a few more, then a few more. Over time, genes stopped working and basically disappeared.
If you accept the idea that the X and the Y were once upon a time identical, and you simply start counting genes, you see there are a lot more on the X than on the Y.
So now, the big question. Where is this all going to end? Is the Y doomed? Page says there are two very different points of view on this critical question.
One is that we can just extrapolate from the past, from the glorious past. We think that 300 million years ago, the Y chromosome might have had on the order of 1,000 genes. Today, it has on the order of 80 genes.
You hear that? From 1,000 to 80 in just 300 million years?
Some would just extrapolate to a future that's only a few million years out, or maybe even a few tens of thousands of out, at which point the Y disappears altogether.
Oh.
I very much disagree with that point of view.
Page says if the Y did disappear, that really could mean the end of men, certainly the end of sexual reproduction. But according to David Page, the Y may be bloodied, but by gum, it's unbowed.
At the same time that it is continuing to lose genes, it's found some new ways of replenishing itself.
Page says the Y chromosome has turned its main liability, that it doesn't have a pair, into an asset.
Imagine that there might be genes in our genomes that are good for men but bad for women. Where would you want to put those genes?
Page says the Y would be a great place to put them, because there they could benefit males without harming females. And Page has recently found something else that makes Y incredibly special. It's found a way to correct errors without a partner to copy from. The Y has made copies of itself internally.
You've got 1.5 million letters in one direction, then copy it, flip it around in the other direction, and read it backwards. Altogether, a 3 million letter palindrome.
Sort of a DNA version of Madam, I'm Adam. Page thinks this palindrome trick will help keep the Y around for a long, long time. To strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield. But just because the Y is safe, don't think men will be needed forever. Can you say stem cells? That's a story for another day, say tomorrow, Joe Palca, NPR News.
And tomorrow, Joe will tackle the need for two parents in the second part of his series, The End of Men. There's a primer on the Lonely Y chromosome at our website, npr.org.